It is time to bring in Ruth Epstein. It is time for the Republican American Report. Ruth covers our area for the Republican American, and you can find her stories at the REP-AM site. That's AM.com, REP-AM.com. And also, hey, the old-fashioned good way, in the darn newspaper. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning. Pick it up. Yes. That's my way to read it. Yeah. I still like feel the old paper.
Yeah, it's just something about leaning back in a chair, opening up the paper, you know.
All that just, good stuff.
And thumbing through it. Well, anyway, how was your extended weekend?
And we had an abridged Thanksgiving dinner, and then just ate leftovers for the rest of the weekend.
Yeah, well, I took my turkey and this is so sad. I had on Thanksgiving, I had a turkey sandwich for lunch and a turkey sandwich for dinner. Now, my turkey sandwich did have stuffing and cranberry sauce on it and turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took the rest of it and carved it up, and I've got it put in a nice, it's got five nice packs that have some cranberry and some stuffing in it, and I put it in the freezer. So if I feel like, hey, I can even use it for Christmas.
There you go. Yeah, a lot of people are doing that. Wise move. Yeah.
Well, anyways, getting away from that, Salisbury Central School has a three-hour delay this morning. Salisbury Central School only. Don't know why, but there is that delay.
Maybe they had some furnace malfunction or something.
Who knows? It goes with 2020.
Yeah, right. How many more days left of this?
Which just confused people more. But it was interesting because, the superintendent, Lisa Carter, sent home a letter telling people how to get back into the system, what the legalities are. If they went, they should check what state they went to, if it was a state that was required quarantining and stuff like that. And then there was, I think, one more Salisbury Central School student and one more high school student.
Yeah, they're popping up here and there. But as you said, the administration is keeping a close eye. We get notices every time somebody has tested positive, so we're up to date. But so far, no school is closed completely, except maybe the high school that one day. But
it's like whack-a-mole for them. It really is terrible. I mean,
it really is. And she was concerned when I spoke with her about people maybe traveling and coming back, you know, after the break. So we'll see what happens.
I loved your story on the ringing of the bell at the Canaan Union Station.
Oh yeah, that was a great time and nice history. And that station is becoming more and more historic. And that bell came off, was on a locomotive built back way back. And Alan Fuller, who was a businessman in town, bought it in the 50s, put it on his cottage at Twin Lakes, and the family has now donated it to the station. So you can go and ring the bell in front of the station. It's a beauty.
I'm sure they're going to have to do something, because someone's going to sooner or later ring that bell at like 10 o'clock at night.
I'm sure. And it's got quite the peel, but...
Oh, yeah. I can
quite
imagine.
Uphill, yes, in more ways than one. But it's great. And unfortunately, the museum, I think, is still closed because of COVID, but it is fabulous. You just can't help but smile when you walk in there and see what they've done. And the old ticket booth is still standing from the original building, which really always makes me, I just love it. Yeah. And they have so much memorabilia, and people are, as you can see, are donating more and more. So it's a real gem, and I would encourage people, once it's open, to go visit. We had the Thanksgiving drive-through at the Pilgrim House. Loads of people came on Thanksgiving, which was great.
You know, the Pilgrim House and the Guthrie Center both did that. They kept their free meals going, and they simply did it by drive-through. And, of course, at both those locations, it's not a monetary-based thing. It's just for people that can't normally get a Thanksgiving dinner, and they want to have a Thanksgiving dinner.
Right. And usually it's more for camaraderie than it is for the food, but... Yeah. Of course, in this case, people came for the food, and they were lined up and gave out. Mike English from the Boathouse cooked up 10 turkeys, and they were flying out of there. It's a lovely scene to see people being helped at this time of year. Also, the FFA had a great Zoom ceremony where two of the alumni, Lauren Murtaugh and Mari Cullerton, were awarded the highest honor, the American FFA Award. It's very few out of the hundreds of thousands who are members throughout the country receive this, and these two women are just incredible. If you read their bios in their short lives, what they have done is just fabulous. And Lauren is president of the state chapter, which is quite an honor. Nicely done, as they always do at the Ag Ed Department, always put on a good show. And looking ahead, we have Cornwall Selectmen tomorrow night. Yep. It's a crazy week because Monday is still November and Tuesday is December. And lots of talks at the Scoville Library this week, some great talks. On Thursday, they're talking about Richard Rothstein is going to talk. He's an author on he's going to talk on about segregation in America. And on Saturday, they're giving a talk about black families in the early part of this century in Lakeville, which really sounds fascinating, the Caesar family. Those of people who are staying home, close to home, just click on your Zoom and listen to these talks. They are just fabulous.
You know, and Noble Horizons and Salisbury Bank have gotten together. They've got a Zoom conference on Internet security for you folks that are fairly new to the Internet and you want to know how to know if you're being hacked or if you've been hacked. That is a free thing that you can check in with noblehorizons.org.
Mm-hmm.
And you can join that Zoom meeting as well.
And last night, Canaan kicked off the holiday season with its parade of lights, and I did not get up there, but I hear it was a great success. If you look on Facebook, you'll see all sorts of beautiful lit trucks and cars and things going through town. No gathering afterwards, but this was just as good having, being able to go out, stand outside, and watch them come by, so... in an abbreviated way, people are still celebrating and hopefully carefully and trying to do the best they can with what the circumstances are.
Well,
just a reminder about the holiday store at the high school is open. Trees, wreaths, poinsettias, you name it. Those kids work so hard, and they will be very careful if you go and get your tree or whatever to... they'll be socially distancing and being very careful.
And they're open every day through December 23rd, folks.
Right.
Every single day.
Isn't it 10 to 4:30?
Yeah. They have roping and everything like that and lots of trees.
And beautiful trees. Yeah. I was up there taking a picture and, it smells so good, that pine. So go support the kids and get your tree.
And this weekend in Falls Village, they have their tree lighting ceremony, and that is their drive-by ceremony.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's
going to be held this weekend, a drive-by ceremony in Falls Village. And then, of course, you have the Salisbury Fire Department has the visit from Santa, that if you want a visit from Santa, you can contact them and they'll see if there's still room for them to visit. I think that's what's happening over in Amenia as well. And I have not heard yet. And then, of course, in Salisbury, they have a gingerbread house contest, also a lighting contest, which is being put on. You can find those announcements on our webpage as well.
Same with Canaan has a lighting contest.
And
Park and Rec is doing that.
And I'm not sure what Sharon's doing. I know they're lighting the tree because they have trees. They stream the lights already. They've already tested them. So, but there's no announcement that I don't think there's any going to be any gathering on the green. I think it's going to be you drive by.
There are little trees along the street this year too, aren't there?
Yeah, they moved it not only from Lakeville and Salisbury, but now also Sharon has some trees that are in front of houses as well. Absolutely.
Yeah, great. So. The Christmas spirit is here, albeit a little different from other years, but you can get in your car and drive around and see things and see the lights and see the spirit of the season.
Now, there's a house in between Salisbury and Sharon. That's on the left-hand side, right after you... Right, if you're going towards Salisbury, it's right before you get to the town line. If you're coming from Salisbury, it's right after. And as a house is back in the woods and the lights are on this year. And what they do is they put up on incredibly high trees, they put up very bright stars. Mm. And then they add different trees turned on as they get closer to Christmas. And when you drive through there and it's dark, it is the most unbelievable. Oh, wow. And it's a calming sight. And especially this year, maybe on top of it all.
Wow.
It's just a real calming sight. And
wonderful. Yeah. You got to
go by there when it's dark, and it really is amazing. And if it's snowing and if it's foggy, I mean, it really is an amazing sight. It really is. So
lovely. Well, this whole area is beautiful, and when it's lit up for the holidays, it's even prettier. So,
all right, Ruth.
Well, hopefully we'll be out there and getting some news this week. I'm sure something, as we always say, will turn up.
All right, just wear your poncho today.
Okay, have a good week, Marshall.
Take care, Ruth.
You too. Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio. You can find her stories in the paper and also rap-am.com on the web.